City of Seattle has a new fire chief. Harold Scoggins has been on the job since April 1st. He spent the last 25 years working with the Glendale, California Fire Department. But even though he's built a career as a firefighter, this was not his lifelong dream.
I wasn't the little boy who wanted to be a firefighter. There was a fire station right around the corner from my house, and I always saw it and I always remember. But I think at that point in time, I thought I was still going to be a professional football player. You know, so I had some different dreams going in my mind at that time. But what happened was after high school, I was going to college in West Los Angeles College, and I realized that I really didn't have a direction. So one day I went down and took the ASVAB test. That's the military entrance exam test. And I didn't tell my dad at the time. I just went and signed up. I was 18 and did it. And based on how you score, they will give you different jobs that you can do in the military. So after I took the exam, I went and sat with my dad and said, "Hey, Dad, I went and took the military entrance exam, and they gave me, you know, a few pages of jobs to choose from." And his only advice to me was, "Well, son, why don't you choose something that you may want to do in case you don't want to make the military a career?" Which really narrowed down the list. And that's when I decided that firefighting was something that I was interested in.
One doesn't think of firefighting when one thinks of the military. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's fires everywhere. Mm-hmm. Do they just take you in and train you from the ground up?
Yes. It's basically, after basic training, you go to what's called tech training school. At least that's what it was called back in 1984. They may have changed the name. And it was at Chanute Air Force Base in Illinois. And it was basically a giant fire academy that they trained all of their Air Force firefighters at.
So your dad said, "Son, pick something that you think you might want to do." You had never done it. How did you, through the course of your military service, decide, mm-hmm. maybe I do want to stay with this?
The more I did it and the more I learned about it while in the military, it was just a lot of fun. You find something you really enjoy. You hear it all the time, and it's almost cliche. You know, find something that you want to do. And I was in the Air Force from 1984 to 1989, and I had a variety of different duty assignments. But, you know, my base was being a firefighter, and I learned crash firefighting and structural firefighting and EMS, the basic fundamentals. And the more you did it and being outside and going on different emergencies and different events, that was exciting to me. And it's like you find that niche. And that's what happened to me.
So once you left the military, mm-hmm. did you spend your whole career in Glendale, California?
Yes, just over 25 years. Yes, I started in 1989, and just last month was my closing out of that time there.
So you're a California boy. You mm-hmm. spent your life, your career so far up to mm-hmm. this date, working
yes.
there. What enticed you to go for a job in Seattle?
I was fortunate enough to be selected fire chief for the city of Glendale in 2008. And we did some really great things, and we survived some very tough times with the Financial Times and made some significant changes in the organization. But, you know, as you progress through your career and you move through the ranks in different parts of the organization, and you feel like you want to see if you can grow some more. And it became that conversation between my wife and I. And, you know, we always talk that if the right situation came with the right department in the right community, that we would explore it. And that's kind of what happened here. The right situation, my wife and I had never been to Seattle, to the great Northwest. We had never been. We've been a lot of places, but we hadn't gone north past pretty much San Francisco.
Wow.
And so that was a big deal.
Chief, I just got to ask you this. Somebody described you in, I believe it was the Seattle Times, as the Russell Wilson of the fire department. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson being our star quarterback for the mm-hmm. Seattle Seahawks. So how do you take a comparison like that?
Well, I would take it as a compliment. I watched Russell Wilson when he was in college. I've watched him since he's been a member of the Seahawks, and he's done some great things. And he may not have been the first-round draft pick, but, boy, when he got here, he sure was a leader, and he sure is leading that team. And so I take that as a compliment. I feel honored that was an analogy used to describe me.
Football fan Harold Scoggins is Seattle's new fire chief. He started his job on April 1st.